It's a Terling Tourism Tuesday, presented by AO Tourism on News Talk WANI.
Robert Blackett this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Anthony Terling with us. We talk tourism, however he brings guests with him today. And so we'll talk pretty appropriate coming off the Olympics.
Amazingly appropriate.
So it kind of goes hand in hand. I mean, we've been busy with Olympic topics as of late. Paralympics, which are coming up, by the way. Keep that in mind. And you can find out all sorts of information by going to tourism's website and linking yourself up through that. Let's talk swim and dive. How about that?
Yeah, and specifically diving. Yes. Yeah, we've had a run of Olympic sports, which I love because that's my background. But we have head coach John Fox and assistant coach Drew Sheldon from the Auburn University dive team. And we're going to talk, obviously, the university program, but also a new youth program that they have created for diving. And it's called War Eagle Dive Club. So welcome, Coach Fox.
Yes.
Coach Sheldon, how are you guys doing?
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us on.
We're excited.
Drew, there's so much impact because you just said just a minute ago that you've yet to attend 86,000 fan stadium here momentarily. Can't wait to the recruits see that along with you. You'll be in awe just like the rest of the kids. So, John, one thing that we want to talk a little bit about the program, a little bit about diving at Auburn as well, and your relationship with tourism. We were talking off air, and like Anthony said, I think that goes without saying that Auburn is a big pillar of the community, Auburn University is, and the athletic programs, and Anthony wouldn't be able to do his job without having some sort of relationship with the athletic department and programs such as your guys'.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to touch on Auburn diving, at the university here, it has a rich history. Mm-hmm. Jeff Schaefer actually just retired 24 years ago, or he had a 24-year career,
yes.
And I came in and took his position, and it's a great honor. And we have a lot that we are that we're building upon that has already, existed here at Auburn. But we have some things that we're aspiring to do, and one of the things that we're aspiring to do is to get all PSAs, any type of athlete that is being recruited. We want them to be thinking, if I want to dive in college, I want to do it at Auburn University.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, we need to showcase the university, and so. The relationship with Anthony when, he came in on the pool deck and he started talking about sports tourism, my recruiting mind just started to, buzz, and
yeah.
it's exciting, and they go hand in hand. So
that was 8 months ago, roughly. I mean, and I told the story off air. It was just literally, I was talking to one of the facility managers and I said, hey, I would love an opportunity to meet the head dive coach, head swim coach. Cause a lot of people in my role don't go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need those relationships with these coaches because we can help them and they can help us. And that's a great two-way street, as I call it, it's a great marriage, because we already have a huge relationship, partnership with athletics from mm-hmm. hosting things, supporting the athletic events, bids, all these different things. And so, yeah, it literally just quick story. It was, we met and then I said, Coach, when you're not busy, let's sit down and talk philosophy and talk your goals. And I had no clue he had the War Eagle Dive Club under his hat that he was getting ready to mm-hmm. Create for youth in our community and beyond. But then it was, we've already placed a bid with USA Diving, and that's the collaborative spirit that I think a lot of people across this country with universities and tourism offices are frankly jealous of, because we have such a great community partnership and relationship. Because I know that if we can bring an event opportunity to James E. Martin Aquatic Center, that there are recruiting opportunities mm-hmm. and there are opportunities just to get people and families on our campus. And I know Coach Fox was literally all in on that feet first. So, and that's a super appreciative thing for us, because I can't put a bid on without Coach Fox and Coach Sheldon. We can't host a dive meet without these guys and without their, crew and the staff, because they're the experts at it.
Mm-hmm.
But, one thing that's gratifying to me is I love all of Auburn. And mm-hmm. I think that's what makes Auburn special, is we don't just love football. We don't love,
yeah.
we love the whole school
yeah.
and everything about it. And we want to see everything thrive. And so I know Coach has got some big dreams, and we're going to be right there with him.
And you said, get him here.
Yeah, we really need to showcase the university. And, I think when people step foot into the pool and they see the resources that we have and the facilities that we have, and they see coaches like myself and Drew, and I think that it's just going to grow, and it's just going to be a fantastic catalyst to everything we have planned for the future.
Yeah. I mean, I've told Anthony, I'm a little bit older than him. I'm from the generation. I'm the spoiled generation where swimming and diving was really popular here from the Marsh years. Mm-hmm. And so and the Schaefer years where
right.
there were a lot of trees being rolled back in the 90s.
A lot of trophies.
A lot of trophies.
A lot of awards.
But I mean, it hasn't changed. The process hasn't changed is get them here, let them see what Auburn's about. And part of that is, Drew, I'll let you touch on this a little bit, with the swim and dive program, that you, especially the diving. Who's your target audience whenever you're looking to get involved in this program?
For recruits?
Yeah, well, for the
or for War Eagle.
Yeah,
for War Eagle Dive Club, I think we say everybody in the community, we really want to grow the sport. In the state of Alabama, it's traditionally not one of the strongest youth states. And so part of our goal is obviously building the university program, but also to pump up the sport in the entire state. And so we're really excited to target younger athletes that are interested in learning how to dive, and we'll be able to teach them everything you need to know from day one, so you don't need to have any experience. So really any athlete that is interested in learning more about diving or trying it out, we're really excited to give them all an opportunity to just come and really blessed and lucky to have John, who's had a really rich history in youth coaching, so kind of to have that mentor. I'm really excited to get going and really teach some kids some awesome fundamentals and have a lot of fun. I think that's our biggest goal, is to make everything really fun.
From a sports tourism standpoint, Anthony, because you and I have talked about this before, I mean, you know, that's why I'm glad you're delving into the diving portion of it, because we've talked about the meets that we have, swim meets and that kind of thing, but maybe the kids and maybe the youth aren't thinking about diving. And then they get here and they see it, and then all of a sudden it's like light comes on. Bing.
Well, when you have one of the best facilities in the country, and as Coach said, the resources. And, you know, from my perspective, I've been in the sports business for about 13 plus years, and I actually used to plan diving meets with a lot of local organizing committees, and it wasn't local because of Drew's point, is that you don't have a ton of it in Alabama. So I had an LOC made up of some very good coaches from Mobile, from Hoover, and then out of state, because that pretty much is where it stopped. I know East Alabama, and I'm from this area, but you didn't reach out and say, oh, there's a diving, and this was 10 plus years ago. And so we would have a dive meet of about 50 kids, and one in particular, our meet director, was like, that's a great thing for Alabama. You know, we just got to keep it moving, keep it growing. And there's a lot of factors that go into that, and Coach and I, we can all talk about that. But for me, it's the view of, we're in a regional hub, and this university and this dive program and these coaches are a regional resource. You look at wheelchair handball, USA wheelchair handball. They have athletes come in to train and try out from 20-something states. So when you put out the word, and that's what we're trying to help with War Eagle Dive Club, these athletes, these young people, they will come from Atlanta's. They will come from North Alabama, South Alabama, outside of the state, whether it's for clinics, camps. That's all tourism. And then the other thing is, it grows locally. I think a lot of us locally forget that the regional hub that we are, not just the university, but our communities. And so I always think globally. I have to think. I mean, Coach is sitting here talking about Australia and where some of these things are coming from. But, like, well, that's the beauty of it, is aquatics is a international sport.
No doubt.
But if we can help them from the War Eagle Dive Club perspective, think about it. It's like a baby crawling. The baby's got to do what? It's got to roll over. It's got to crawl. It's got to walk. It's got to run. So that's the concepts that I've always said with developing sports and developing what I call the infrastructure. So if you think about an economic developer, what are they doing? They're creating infrastructure for our community, so jobs and businesses and all that can really relocate. I'm just doing that for sports tourism and developing locally. So hopefully in the next 5 years, that War Eagle Dive Club continues to grow, kids in it, parents are getting to see it, and then the program, the actual diving program, you know, reaps benefits from that. So,
well, speaking of which, I mean, John, if you had like a 10-year wish list of what you'd like to see this thing grow to, I mean, have you sat down and thought about that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's just who coaches are. Obviously, we have our 1-year plan, 5-year plan, 10-year plan, and really The vision of the diving program here is to bring diving to this community. And when we do that, I think what it will do for the local and, you know, anyone who decides to be a part of War Eagle Dive Club, if, like Anthony said, if they decide to move here, what it will do is it's going to create opportunities for them. That's going to expose them to all kinds of things. So prior to being here at Auburn, I coached in the little town of Moultrie, Georgia for a club called Moss Farms Diving. And that club brought diving to that community. And the ripple effects of that are unbelievable. I just got back from Paris. I went over there to watch one of my former athletes that dove at Moss Farms Diving. His name's Carson Tyler. I got to watch him compete in two events. And to think about that, that's what we want to do here in Auburn. We want to create a diving club, a diving program that puts that type of opportunity in front of the youth of this community. And I think that we can absolutely feasibly do the same type of thing within, you know, if we have participation in the club, the way that we envision it, I would envision that we'll have that type of talent coming out of Auburn.
John Fox, Drew Sheldon with us, as well as Anthony Turling, as we talk tourism. Got to get to a break. We come back, we'll talk more about this. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station.
Auburn Opelika's news talk and information station.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. John and Drew with us, we talk War Eagle Dive Club. Anthony with us as well as we talk tourism. All right, so here's the, I tell everybody when we come do interviews, you have to do the where, what, why, and when. And so here is the where, is where they can find more information, as they can go to the website, WarEagleDiveClub.com.
Yep, I think we've made it pretty easy. We've got WarEagleDiveClub.com, and then we've got WarEagleDiveClub@gmail.com. If you have any other questions, all of that is listed on the website. Mm-hmm. Start date, we're going September 3rd, so that Tuesday after Labor Day. We'll be offering lessons from 5 to 6 and 6 to 7 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays at the James E. Martin Aquatic Center. That's on campus at Auburn. All the information should be on that website. Pictures, some cool pictures of divers. Hopefully you're getting inspired from watching the Olympics. So we've got some good stuff on there, and a little more information about John and I, and registration, all that should be on there.
What a time to launch, too, John. Is you talked about getting back from Paris, but I mean, that's, it's kind of been, you know, anytime the Olympics comes around, I mean, it kind of gets everybody, kind of gets a buzz. As a matter of fact, since they had closing ceremonies on Sunday or whatever, I kind of feel like there's nothing on television anymore, because that's all I've been watching for the last 2 weeks.
That's right. Yeah, I think it is absolute perfect time to launch the club. And you know, I love the Olympic movement and Olympism in general. You know, I have a mentor that his name's Drew Johansson. He's a coach at Indiana University, and he talks about Olympism all the time. And you know, it's a perfect blend between sport and education. I think, you know, if you have those values and you instill those values in the youth in America, I think, you know, the future is bright for that. And I think that's what people are looking to do, you know, and get their children involved in something that can teach them not just, you know, how to be great at something, but also the life skills. You know, we're going to teach in War Eagle Dive Club. We're going to make our athletes comfortable with failing. And I think we're going to push them to the point where, you know, those types of life skills are going to carry on and make them great contributions to society. And I think that's the whole idea behind the Olympic movement and Olympism.
So I agree.
Drew, you mentioned the days that it's going to be running. What's a day in the life of camp when they get here? I'm sure you got that already planned out, right?
So you can kind of choose in the beginning here, especially we're going to run them in like quarter sessions, essentially. So when you sign up, you'll be signing up for a 3-month block, and you can choose either 1 day a week or 2 days a week for that hour-long session. And we're going to be covering everything, so we'll get to do some fun stuff like just jumping off the boards and really enjoying
I was gonna
ourselves.
Say everybody's gonna ask, when do we get to go off the platform?
Cannonball,
like they're not
yep. That would be plenty
you
of
can say whatever you want. all those kids, but they want to know when we get to go off the platform.
Yeah, I mean, that's we definitely want to make sure they do it safely, but that is the fun of diving is that is that thrill and the adrenaline. So we're definitely not scared of letting kids, you know, go have fun and do what they want to do. So as long as it's going to be safe, we're definitely looking to, you know, have feedback and what do you want to do and kind of hearing back and giving them some free time at the end to just play around and just be kids and explore diving. Because I think that's when you grow the most sometimes as an athlete in diving is when you're just playing around on your own. And John's even talked about that with the college program of sometimes I just give them an assignment and give them 10 minutes and I don't even coach them in that 10 minutes and just let them figure it out on their own. So
be comfortable being uncomfortable, right?
Exactly.
Like learning a new skill, you know, and I'm assuming this has come with no skills, come with literally no knowledge and come ready to learn, come with a little experience or come with a lot of experience, right? Y'all are welcoming all, right?
Yeah, I think the one prerequisite is the ability to swim.
Yes.
So we got to have that. But beyond that, everyone is welcome.
Yeah.
You and I have talked about this because you mentioned earlier the relationship, the asset between, you know, tourism, between Auburn University. And the reason being, you and I come from the baseball world. I mean, think about if we'd had the opportunity to be with collegiate coaches instead of, nothing against the guy that's running the weed eater 8 hours a day, but that tends to be who the coach is, the dads of, but instead you get to, you know, you get to get knowledge from somebody like this at a camp like this.
And then to also do it in a world-class facility.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's because, I mean, the thing is a lot of communities don't have diving wells and proper diving equipment. And so that's a barrier in itself. And so it's just trying to break down barriers. And I think I always tell people literally one of the articles that we just put out on Play Easy, which is a very sports-specific website. And shout out to Travis Harrison on our team because Travis is getting the word out about the War Eagle Dive Club, and it really is. It's just we're really promoting how Auburn University, we're an everything school. Well, we're an everything community, and think about that. It's not just football. It's not just your traditional sports. It's a lot of different, you know, opportunities and activities around here. Whether it's we talk about mountain biking, we talk about cycling in general, we talk about diving. Look at the aquatics going on around here. I mean, the Run Fest. You got runners. You got endurance. You got, you know, all lacrosse. I could just keep rugby. I help create a youth rugby program. But we're talking about diving, and that's the thing is there is literally something for everybody here in a smaller community that is growing, as we know. But that's the point is I'm a dad of a seven-year-old, and I always tell him and my wife and anybody, I'm going to put everything in your hands I can, whether it's a pen, I mean, obviously a pencil, but whether it's a art brush or, you know, a diving, lacrosse, whatever. I just want you to touch everything so that you get all those experiences and you find what you love and what sparks that light bulb in that brain that says, ooh, I love this. Because you never know unless you give those kids that opportunity. And so this is what these guys are doing. And I'm super thankful when I met Coach that it was – he's got that big plan, and he does. He has talked to me about that. Obviously, his number one priority is getting Auburn diving, you know, a national championship with the swim and dive, and they are on that trajectory. And I'm a big fan, but also with War Eagle Dive Club, and I get more giddy about the youth aspect of it. So stay tuned. But, yeah, WarEagleDiveClub.com. We also have those the sessions and different things listed on our calendar at AOTourism.com. They've worked directly with our communications and marketing team to get that information up there. So if you can't find it on War Eagle Dive Club, AOTourism.com, I know you'll continue to push this out, and we appreciate you giving them the platform to come speak about this.
We'll have it up on the website a little bit later on. WarEagleDiveClub.com is where you can find more information. If you can't remember that, you can go to AOTourism.com. Don't forget to hit the volunteer button as well, as Anthony always needs volunteers at Volunteer AO. Keep that in mind as well. As always, greatly appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, Fox News, just around the corner.